This is Jerry Guerin, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Minute. Alfalfa weevils are the primary defoliators of alfalfa. K-State Research and Extension crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth talks about considerations to take if alfalfa weevils continue to feed.
If you have one to two larvae per stem, the larvae can defoliate a plant. So you need to get out and look and decide if probably you're within 7 to 10 days of that first cutting. You might want to go ahead and cut it and get it out of the field, and the larvae won't feed on the baled product or the product in the windrows. But if not, you may want to get out and treat it, and it's all about timing. Again, if you do decide to treat with an insecticide, be sure you look at the pre-harvest interval. It's going to be really important for alfalfa. If you're thinking of harvesting within the next 7 to 14 days, make sure you look at that pre-harvest interval, because some of them are 24 hours, some of them are up to 30 days. So make dang sure you look at the label so you know what the pre-harvest interval is for whatever product you're going to use if you are going to spray your alfalfa.
That was K-State Research and Extension crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth talking timely control of alfalfa weevils. And from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Jerry Guerin with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.